on board crashed today in a crowded area near the southern port city of Karachi. The health minister of Sindh province says so far 11 bodies have been recovered. Civil aviation sources say there are at least two survivors, despite early reports that all aboard had been killed. The Airbus 320 was operated by state-run Pakistani International Airlines. The plane was flying from Lahore when it crashed into a residential district. A witness said the pilot tried to land two or three times at Jinnah International Airport before the plane went down. No word on casualties on the ground, where five or six houses were destroyed. The latest pandemic numbers compiled by Johns Hopkins University. More than 5.1 million coronavirus cases worldwide, with 333,000 lives lost. The COVID-19 death toll here in the U.S. is heading toward 95,000. The spread of the virus is accelerating in Latin America, Russia, and the Indian subcontinent. India, with 1.3 billion people, has seen its biggest single day of new cases. The same is true for Mexico and Brazil. Pakistan and Russia have had their highest one-day death tolls. Case counts are piling up in Peru, Chile, and Ecuador, despite early efforts with shutdowns and quarantines in those countries. Meanwhile, countries are in many cases stepping up efforts to restart their devastated economies. All 50 American states are moving at separate paces to get people back to work. The latest U.S. unemployment numbers are beyond dramatic. The pandemic over the past 7.6 million Americans to file for jobless benefits, 2.4 million of them last week alone. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says when U.S. unemployment peaks this month or next, it could be as high as 25%, a level not seen since the Great Depression almost a century ago. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. China says it will pump $280 billion into local governments to help undo the damage done by shutdowns aimed at stemming the spread of the pandemic. That pledge from Premier Li